Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tseng of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us in just a moment.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Make your plans now to attend the 4th Annual Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention at the Woodward Convention Center on August 6th. The theme, Reserves, Regulations, and Resources, will be evident throughout the day with three panel discussions on relevant topics. They include environmental issues facing the Tri-State Regional Energy Market Panel, analysis of Regional Oil and Gas Market Panel, and Cushing Oil Terminal Overview of Operations Panel. Each panel is filled with industry experts. For more information, visit the website at TSOGC.com. The Tri-State Oil and Gas Convention in Woodward, Oklahoma, August 6th at the Woodward Convention Center.
Here at the midpoint of 2015, Phil Tseng, President and Chief Executive Officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talked with Farm Broadcast colleague Ken Rogers at the Summer Cattle Industry Conference in Denver this last week, and he talked about the fact that while it's been a struggle this year as far as our meat exports are concerned, for beef, we are still a little bit ahead of the game when it comes to the value of overall beef exports this year versus last year's very strong performance.
We're up about 2% as far as our value, and that's building on a $7 billion market last year as far as exports. I think that we're looking right at about $300 million or $300 ahead as far as the export dividend to the producer. And I think that as we look at TPP and we see this winding up, this is going to be, I think, very, very fortuitous for the U.S. beef industry should we get that done.
TPP, of course, is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, waiting on the Obama administration to wrap up negotiations in that part of the world after being given trade promotion authority by Congress earlier here in 2015. According to Phil Tseng, when you think of TPP, you're thinking of our Asian trading partners, and for the most part, we've had a fairly good year thus far.
Well, I think Asia's been performing quite well for us, especially North Asia. Korea this year has had some challenges with MERS, which is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. They've lost about 30 people over there. That's abated to some degree, so for the last 10 days there hasn't been a fatality, but this really impacted the food service industry, especially in Korea, and the institutional business in Korea. I think Japan has done quite well for us. We're up in Japan both on volume and value for the first 5 months of this year.
And Phil Tseng reminds us that in the first couple of months of 2015, it was very difficult getting product out of the United States into the Pacific Rim because of that West Coast labor dispute.
I think the big challenge that we had was coming crawling out from this West Coast dispute. This really jimmied things up for us as far as the product flows. A lot of people couldn't get product. They were sourcing product from other destinations. The Australians are up quite dramatically. And of course, with their EPA in Japan, they have about a 10% duty advantage over us, so this has made it quite challenging, also as their dollar has depreciated and ours is appreciated.
So Phil Tseng says we can't stand still. He says it's a combination, really, of our own trade promotion efforts as well as trade deals that our government makes.
Well, I think there's a lot of possibilities that when we take a look at TPP and what that represents, especially in Southeast Asia. That's a growing area. It's a growing tourist area, and they're a growing trade area. We're seeing a lot of Japanese companies, a lot of American companies investing more and more in that area. So that's going to generate a lot of economy.
Phil Tseng, talking meat exports. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock Auction presents the Video Royale, July 27th through the 31st, offering 137,000 head. Monday's Fort Worth offering includes Southern and South Central calves, yearlings, and Holsteins. Wednesday in Winnemucca offers calves, yearlings, and breadstock from the Rocky Mountain and Western states. Thursday highlights weaned calves and calves on cows from the best ranches in the Western U.S. And wrapping up the auction on Friday are weaned calves and calves on cows from Oregon and Washington. Go to SuperiorLivestock.com today.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.